We are one of the only task forces that full-time does human trafficking cases.
This is Brendan Call, the section chief of the Special Investigations and Public Corruption Unit.
When we get them from several different sources, we have a Utah Secure Strike Force tip line and then the national tip line. We also get referrals from different police agencies that need assistance and also from different victim centers.
He oversees the Secure Strike Force for major felony crimes and human trafficking.
Both labor trafficking and sex trafficking are happening in Utah. The ones that we've actually investigated the most is sex trafficking. We see it in Utah every single day.
Call says that because of trauma bonds between traffickers and their victims, it's rare for a victim to simply leave. This makes it difficult to prosecute human trafficking because under state law, adult victims are only considered trafficked if force was used. Utahns can assist victims by being aware of signs of human trafficking and alerting the tip line.
There's populations that are more prone to being trafficked. Runaways, people traveling in weird ways. Some indicators. Bruises, signs of physical trauma, withdrawn behavior. When a person doesn't have control over their personal schedule or their own identification documents, a lot of times for labor trafficking, signs of drug addiction, coached or rehearsed responses to questions is another one.
According to Call, other signs include sudden changes in behaviors and relationships. More information at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.